This is an interview with Mr. Jonathan Daniels in the editorial office of the Raleigh News and Observer in Raleigh, North Carolina, July 14, 1965. The interviewer is Richard K. Dowd.
Of course, grew from the fact that in, I guess it was 1937, I went out to do a book which became A Southerner Discovers the South. And I was interested, of course, in the picture of the, as I could see it and write it, of the South. Mm-hmm. And a great part of the Farm Security Administration's interest was in Southern matters too. I, on that trip, went to a number of the projects of farm security, and that somehow, and I don't recall how, brought me into the friendship of Stryker and some of his associates. Then just before World War II, I was looking around and I was doing a good deal of freelance writing. And I had planned to do, Roy had gotten me interested in doing, the text for a collection of farm security photographs. Not a definitive one, but a selected group of photographs, which would have been in the nature of the book which was later done by Caldwell and Burkwhite. And the war came on, and I went to Washington with the Office of Civilian Defense first. And of course, all projects of that sort went into desuetude while the war went on. And then when the war was over, my interest had shifted, and so nothing ever came of the project. But I became in Washington a close friend of Roy's, and sometimes he came to me for help and advice. Sometimes I was able to give it to him, and sometimes it probably wasn't worth anything.
Sure. Well, now, one of the things I wanted to ask you was just what was your official capacity at the time when Stryker became concerned about the future of this file? I know they were in quite a dither when OWI took over the project, and they were concerned about the photographs being lost or dispersed.
And I can't place that, because I went to Washington to take Mrs. Roosevelt's place as head of what was called the Civilian Mobilization Division of OCD, as assistant director there. However, OCD, in the absence of air raids, was rather disintegrating. And I went there in January of 42, I believe. And along about September, I went on an assignment for the White House, doing some investigations and chores for the president. Then I became administrative assistant to the president, and was administrative assistant to the president until early 45, when I became press secretary. Mm-hmm. Well, as a newspaper man at the White House, and having known Roy and being interested in his collection, I was naturally interested in seeing that it was preserved. Also at that time, I knew pretty well both Elmer Davis and Mike Coles at OWI. Now, I don't remember any specific conferences with them about this collection. Also, one of my closest friends was David Mearns at the library.